Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I was right. Even like Mohammed, when Aisha says shady shit, it still sounds fun.
Rhymes of deep shit, and I absolutely love it.
This is the first time we've heard her be a little like, no, not even like when she's talking about Magna, and she's like, I'm not putting up with this shit. I was like, yay, it's fun.
I'm not putting up with this shit anymore, Magna.
It sounds great.
I wish I could push Ryan right off this boat with the Crocs.
She even sounded happier than the way you do her. She was so happy when she said it.
Oh!
God, I love her. My favorite, this isn't a teabag. One of my favorite part was when they're out eating and she eats the really good food. But she...
That's delectable!
She does it for a long time.
She has to go...
I love her.
This food is better than sex.
I love her. Y'all,
I told you about my boyfriend, Josh.
Scott. This is Below Deck Down Under.
Loads of crock.
What? All right, do you need a coffee? I just said Below Deck Down Under and looked at you.
Badoo.
Thank you. Thank you. Just wait.
This is Badoo. Season... I don't know what Below Deck Down Under is.
Exactly.
I only know Badoo. Like, good day.
Good day. Season 1, episode 10. I forgot to learn. Did you write it down?
That's why I said loads of crock.
Oh, loads of crock. There we go, because of Crocs.
Yeah.
They're there, all
Not
of them.
The shoes.
Not the shoes. But it'd be nice to see a crocodile wearing Crocs. That'd be meta. Could they even do that? I don't think so.
I'm not going to respond to your dumb joke.
I follow the Crocodile Hunter people. Their son is cute.
Oh, what? I know Bindi. Bindi is the girl.
The girl, yeah, but the son is,
Now I need
remember.
To see.
He's cute. He's just old enough that it's not creepy.
Oh, is
just
that
barely.
Right?
I mean, I think he's like 21 or 22. If someone tells me he's 17, I'm going to feel horrible.
I'm going to make you feel terrible.
Because he's shirtless and his body does not look like the
really?
Body of a boy.
That?
No, you're looking at the picture of him like on his Instagram and stuff.
Okay. That looks like a child.
No.
That's all I know.
He's older. How old is he?
I don't know.
Oh, God. I'm scared.
Every picture I see, he looks like a boy. So I think you need to process that.
I mean, he could definitely be on the twink boat, which, by the way, y'all, check our TikTok and our Reality Gaze
Instagram. He teases October release for new project. He still looks young.
Well, Robert, good for him. Y'all, Sissy Christina outdid
he
herself.
He is 18.
Oh, he looks
Boy,
older.
Boy, you Woo! Lucked out.
Woo! He looks older.
I think we should edit this out.
When his shirt is off, he looks older.
Not helping your case.
No, I just meant...
Not helping your case.
Anyway, he could be on the twink boat.
We need to move on.
He could really be on the twink boat.
He looks like the youngest of the twink boat.
He does not. He does not look younger than Liam did. Y'all, Sissy Christine outdid herself with that Twink Boat video, our music video. Be sure to look at that on our TikTok or our Instagram. It gave us joy.
Still, my favorite line was not included. But it's when I did a roll call, and I went, roll call, Liam. And you goes, I don't remember my name.
It's true. We had a lot of fun.
And take it, Twink Boat Diva.
Yeah,
Twink Boat!
Anyway, that's Below Deck Med, which is was good this week. But so now we're on Badoo. Y'all, come see us live this fall on the Double It Tour.
The Double It Tour.
Our Linktree link is in the show notes, or you can go to our social medias.
Our medias.
Medias.
Social medias.
See us in Tamps. We're there for two nights. Poodle's birthday extravaganza's on Saturday.
And I'm going to make sweeping demands of what I want to cover.
You know what? I'll be tired by then. You'll, from a week of touring,
I promise,
so I
you,
won't care.
You'll like it. You better say, you better like it.
I got to go to the dry cleaners and pick up my show shirts. I forgot. I just realized they're there. No one cares.
I was like, great. I'm glad we announced it on the podcast.
Well, I got to remind myself things, you know. Maybe I'll listen to it and someone will send me a message on Instagram and says, Maddie, go get your dry cleaning. Y'all don't. I'm going to get 20 messages that say, go get your dry cleaning. Where are we?
I'm just waiting for you to get out of whatever state you're in.
A fun one.
So
I think that's it. Any other announcements?
I don't think so. Oh, I have one. This comes out on Friday, so it's already out. This comes out Friday in 2 weeks, so never mind. Or next week. I don't know.
Last week, Poodle did a collab about Seeking Sister Wives. So
the finale. And I did that just because I needed to talk about it. And so listen to that. It's with Michelle from Bloody Day Fiance. We're both Seeking Sister Wives super fans. We're super fans.
Super fans.
And she enjoys this garbage. It is top tier garbage. And this finale gave me so much eye bleach, or so many occasions where I needed to bleach my eyes.
I get that.
I needed to share it all with you because I've been thinking about it since I watched it late last night, and I woke up kinda thinking about it.
Like peanut butter in your chest, just kind of stuck with you.
Peanut butter in my chest.
You know, when you eat peanut butter, it gets kind of stuck in your esophagus or something like that, or
what?
Stuck in your mouth.
No, you drink things with peanut butter.
Well, I know, but sometimes it gets stuck.
I've honestly never had that, but I'm sorry if you have.
Well, I mean, just her food. Just food stuck in your chest.
We're in a weird area.
Do you need an iced tea?
So take me. You're the one saying, thank God, I need to go get my dry cleaning.
I got to remind myself.
So, y'all, check that out. Let's just jump into this. This episode. We
ended with the fight last week. I told Poodle it was hard last week, and it was hard this week not to just jump in and watch the next episode.
Yeah.
Because it always ends on kind of a good cliffhanger, because the drama is aplenty.
True.
What? Oh, you're putting on your lip balm. You just went, true. So
I should have gone, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, have more enthusiasm when I'm talking about the drama, please. So
yeah, it's dramatic.
Yeah, it's really dramatic. Mm-hmm. So Ryan and Captain Jason are having it out. Basically, Captain Jason, you know, is...
Your communication needs to be checked.
And he walks away and Ryan tells him to fuck off.
I still can't believe I'm seeing this from... this is... You know, you don't question the captain's orders like this. This is another reason why Ryan hasn't been on a lot of boats, because he doesn't understand the chain of command.
No, not at all. He does not
and
get it.
And it's like, it is the one thing that you respect.
It sucks because, you know, they're having this bucks party, y'all, the borough boat for them. And Captain Jason's basically like, he's lucky I don't have any I would immediately just fire him.
Yeah, he'd be gone.
But he's fucked because of COVID. He doesn't have another chef right now.
Mm-hmm. Oof. So my first teabag here is the Chattagast. They ask Ryan, they're like, what about the squid that we brought in? And it's like, and that's Jason's main problem. He doesn't even, like, the guests request things. And he's like, fuck, I don't give a shit. And that's, like, the one thing in, like, this kind of concierge-style yachting. It's glamorous. You get everything you ask for.
Yes. Well, and the reason he didn't make the fish is because he doesn't know how to descale a fish and do that.
No.
Where squid, I guess, is easier to cook.
Yeah. Well, no, you just cut it up.
Yeah.
You do have to take things out of it.
Take the innards out, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's innards.
Whatever.
But I don't know how to I don't know how to gut squid. I don't know.
No.
You've never done that.
You've been gutted, though. So have
Certainly
I.
Certainly felt like it.
Certainly felt like it. Woo! God, I want Andy Cohen to ask him in the reunion, how many boats have you worked on? And I want him to give a straight answer.
He won't.
I bet he won't.
But yeah, the guests ask him this, and Ryan's like, yeah, you're going to get some squid, salt and pepper squid, right away. And basically, he says that like he's always been planning it.
Yeah.
And I went, you fucking piece of shit.
He's a really terrible person. And y'all, all he did was just make a fucking bowl of calamari. It wasn't that hard.
But here's the thing, y'all.
Wasn't that hard.
When people catch food and they eat what they've caught, it tastes better. Like, when you eat, it tastes amazing to them because it's the fulfillment of that kind of fantasy, especially men.
I thought it was a faux pas, though, that he didn't serve any dipping sauce with it. He just gave them fucking calamari.
You for some calamari, you only need lemon and some, but I guess you're used to calamari with some marinara.
Usually when I'm with you at Red Lobster, you take the sauce thing and drink it. So
that's true, but there. I just want to make some clear. Not all calamari is
no, not
with
marinara.
Sauce.
I've had it like with marinara. Sometimes you'll have it with like not an aioli. Maybe it's an aioli or something like that.
But yeah, sometimes they just serve it to you with lemon.
I have had it with lemon.
Where you'll get it in the Mediterranean a lot.
Ah,
yeah.
Well, he didn't make the fish at all, y'all. Well, they talk about that later, But again, and I loved it when he brought that up when they at the end.
Oh, it was the pettiness level.
Oh, it was so good. I mean, my next teabag was, I think Benny watched Mary Poppins at a very young age, and he thought, for every job that must be done, there should be an element of fun. That's not the way life works, Benny.
I think he's around thinking he's Culver too. And he's like, yeah, I'm trying to have fun with the. He seems like he's miserable every time he has to work with the guests.
He's so miserable working with them. And this thing he's telling Jamie, he's like, yeah, I have to have fun when I'm working. That's how I work well. And I went, no, that's just. Sometimes work is not fun.
I think what he was saying with that is, I was having fun with those men. I've said the same thing.
I would too.
He was having fun, so he didn't get a chance to do all of his stuff. And then he basically said, but I needed to get in bed so I could get up and do my work. So I was too busy making the guests have fun.
I think he was doing both, because he did say, I wrote it, he said, the only way I work is through having fun.
Ugh.
God. Well, how delusional
he
is this
needs
guy?
To go too.
I want them both to go.
Me too.
Think that'll happen?
I don't know. I've resisted seeing any spoilers about this.
No,
season.
I know. That's what I'm telling you. I wanted to watch the next episode. I don't know.
So,
what's your next teabag?
My next.
I want calamari now.
Is Mags? I can almost write Mags. Mags is making kissy faces to her boyfriend when she should be working.
In that fucking wig.
And y'all, she's going to bed with Mess too. So where when she should
After
be,
Jamie told yes. Benny not to go with Mess, and A, she even says, I'm sorry, I left you some glasses.
Right.
And they both, their superiors basically pointed out the mess. I just want to preface that. So go ahead.
So this whole time, Magda is just like, she's in the wig, she's calling her boyfriend on lates. So she loves being on lates because she can just talk to her boyfriend whenever she wants to. The problem is she doesn't finish her work.
Yeah.
So because she's too busy talking to her boyfriend. And Toomey has to get up the next day. She's like, nothing had been fluffed. It was a huge fucking mess. Aisha finds stuff everywhere, like you said. And she's like, Magda, she's like, I need to talk to Toomey. And then Aisha says, what we've known, she just doesn't have it.
She just doesn't have
and
it.
And that is exactly, y'all, people who do.
Benny doesn't either.
No, people who do service jobs, there's an inner need to do things well. And you won't, a lot of times, you can't go to bed because you don't want to let your team members down. Mm-hmm. So there's two things happening here. You want to do well, and you want your team to do well. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to let your team down. And neither of them have it. She even says, she doesn't have it. That's exactly the issue.
Yeah.
Neither one of them have it for a crew like this. Because I would think the rest of the crew, they know they're being counted on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would feel so guilty going to bed knowing that someone's going to wake up that next morning with a job that I didn't do that they have to fix.
Well, both of them know how to explain it away to themselves. Oh, I had to do this. So they make excuses for themselves.
Which makes sense. The three people that have gotten along in the little group are Ryan, Benny, and Magda.
Yep. All the
narcissists.
All the self-involved
all
people.
All the self-involved people, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Now, my next teabag is, Aisha says Ryan's in deep shit, but Captain Jason says, I had words with Ryan. And Aisha, and I wanted to say, she's like, I'll own all my mistakes, and I just need him to do that too. And I wanted to say, and that's why you're great at this, because, honey, you didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah. Well, the only mistake she could make is talking about doing courses and doing service for the thing that was supposed to be family style.
Possibly.
So that did delay his, but she's ready to own up to that.
She's ready.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's your next one, Poos?
My next one is, God, I cannot, Captain Lee is the only comparable one here. Because when Jason says something, and it's so matter-of-fact, you can't argue with it. Actually, Jason's even better than Lee for this. Because Captain Lee will say it, and it'll sound like judgment. It'll sound like grumpy old man, mm-hmm. which is funny a lot of times. He's at that meeting. This is after the tip meeting when the charter leaves. And he went, you know, good charter, blah, blah, blah. Deck goes to Jamie, gets your helmet. And you need to fix some of the stills, but the deck crew, he's like, here's the thing.
Smart move, by the way, to have a leader so that way they don't feel like it was a smart move.
And he says, so I needed the service to be better. Service all around. So that way they all, and then he's like, I also need the food to be better. And there it's, you can't argue with it. He's like, I need this to be better. I need the food, this. And, In the meeting with just Captain Jason, Ryan, and Aisha. And Ryan, without missing a beat, throws Aisha under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Immediately doesn't take any responsibility.
No.
And says, but you know, also, it's your attitude. It's also your attitude, and I need that to change. And Ryan's face just darkens. And then says, I'm prepared to make changes if need be. Because the guest requirements, and then Ryan just says a minute and just says, you know, I apologize for blah, blah. Not sincere at all.
Not sincere at all.
And then he says, yeah, I'm just going to eat that because Aisha would love to see me off this boat. So you guys, this is how narcissists do things.
He's a full
narcissist. They create enemies out of anyone.
If you're not for me, you're against me.
And he has made Aisha an enemy. And
from literally one of the nicest people of this franchise.
And with that, he thinks that the paranoid idea that she's actually plotting against me and she revels when I fail. Mm-hmm. Kind of true because you're such an asshole.
But narcissists think that, well, if you're not thinking about me all the time in a good way, then you have to be thinking about me all the time in a bad way.
Right.
So notice that when honestly, she's not thinking about Ryan at all, or she doesn't want to. No. She just wants to do her job.
No.
She's thinking about taking hikes with Scott.
I want to go living. We live in a van.
Exactly. And watch him shit, because it turns her on, I guess.
You got to be too close to someone in a van when you're pissing in front of each other.
With that, I think we'll take a little break.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll come back and talk about titties, rubbing Britty's titties.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
What did you think about the conversation between Bertini and Jamie?
About don't call me a bitch?
Well, that, but actually I meant the way she asked to not do Anchor anymore and he kind of shut her down. And for, did you think that was appropriate of him?
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was a little harsh, but also thought he was right. Like,
sorry, then, but no, what she was bringing up, she's like, but I've done this every time, so someone else should have to do this.
I understand that she's maybe trying to passive aggressively pull out that Benny's not doing his work.
But that's not your job.
That's not your job. So, okay, I agree with that. Secondly, which is more important, this is a dual tea bag. We finally have the conversation we've all been wanting to talk about of who has the biggest dick on this boat. We've already discussed this, haven't we, or have we not?
I don't think we've discussed this fully. We have discussed who has the smallest dick.
We have.
Yeah. But they think
Jason.
Benny mentions that he's like he has the prettiest dick, doesn't have the biggest one.
Benny probably has a pretty dick.
No. Absolutely.
It's fine.
Not. Benny?
I think it's a fine dick.
You're talking about Jason or Benny?
I would never talk about Jason's dick that way. No, Benny's is fine.
Oh.
I don't think it's ugly.
It's okay.
They said,
no, Jamie's got the biggest dick on the boat.
I think Jamie has the biggest dick on the boat. But they think Captain Jason. But as Toomey said, I think Captain Jason gets a little freaky.
He nasty.
I think he get nasty.
He
y'all.
Nasty. Now, they all think the same fuck, marry, kill all the women.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
What was it? It was
kill, fuck
Jamie.
Fuck Culver.
Culver.
Marry Jason. Fuck Captain Jason. Marry Culver and kill Benny.
Yes.
That's what they all Benny. Want.
Y'all, Captain Jason would say he'd pick you up, carry you, and lay you on the bed, and he would.
That little crinkle in his eye.
And he would say, do you mind if I go starboard? And then he'd turn his captain's hat
around. Oh, all types of nautical terms.
And he'd turn his captain hat around, and he would give you cunnilingus for hours.
He'd slip between the dolphins.
Yes.
You wouldn't know he was done until you heard that bell tire or that boo. You just wake up from a daze.
And the bell going, ding, ding.
I'm up. What happened?
Oh.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. I just want to talk about them going out and, I do say I love it when they go out, especially Aisha and Brittany get wild. They're always touching each other's titties.
Always.
I love it that they can let loose.
That's kind of my next teabag. And speaking of letting loose, so Captain Jason's talking about the Magda and the phone thing. And y'all, he talks to Magda and she still doesn't get it, yada, yada. That's all irrelevant. What's important is Captain Jason said something that I thought, how quickly he forgets. When Captain Jason said, these kids with the phones, and he said, when I had a day job, we had to use our imagination to fuck off at work. And I went, wait a minute, I did too. And I wanted to ask you, what did you do to fuck off at work before you had a cell phone?
Oh, just spreading gossip in general.
That's not a good way to fuck off. You would just start spreading gossip?
Yeah, what else are you going to do? You don't have a phone. You talk about your coworkers. Anyone who has ever done restaurant work and you've had a slow night, you know that's what you do.
How would you get that started?
Did you go to that part? Were you at Christie's party? And because you only just went to parties who people you work with, you're like, did you go to Christie's party? Did she wind up fucking that guy? She told us she didn't, but she fucked that guy. Yes, I know because I knew it because I did two lines of coke in the bathroom, and he's like, I'm gonna go fuck Christie. That's what you do.
The shit you started at work.
Everyone does it. I think especially restaurant work and serving is especially, it's even more gossipy. And the thing is, you don't do it really to defame them. You do it because it's just juicy and you want to talk about it. And well, what did you do?
Well, I guess this is when I worked at Gap. That's when I worked at Gap, we talk about our boss, who we all thought was cute.
Well, yeah.
We never had, it's different than serving with retail. Like, people didn't go to parties and stuff.
Yeah.
It wasn't the same.
It's a different type of high stress environment.
Yeah,
with serving.
Because you got to really. So now when I was that or the makeup counter, the makeup counter, we would talk gossip about the other ladies at
That's
the other
That's what I'm
counter.
Saying.
But I never brought it up. I never wanted to be active in gossip.
I'm sure you didn't participate at all.
It was, you know.
You're the worst gossip.
It's not true. I don't know why I got the superlative of biggest
gossip
in seventh grade. It was ill-founded. But again, we would still talk about the guys we'd want to fuck.
Yeah. I think we did that, but the problem was...
That worked at the store. I'm sorry. The guy in denim was so hot.
Oh, you mean at the mall?
Yeah, I saw him on... this was in Oklahoma City, so I saw him on Craigslist, and we ended up fucking. But he said, I can't tell anybody.
I think that seemed to be a pattern for you.
I said, I won't if we fuck again. So we fucked again. And then he got transferred to Norman Sooner Fashion Mall. And so I told everybody.
There you go.
Because he had a big dick. Yeah.
Denim? That's a store?
No, at Dillard's.
Oh, at Dillard's. In the department.
Because we had the makeup counter. Then you
oh,
had
my God.
Dylan,
if you, were,
you had infant, toddler, kitchen.
If you were, was there a hierarchy?
Oh, yes. I don't know why they've never done. I know they did Superstore, and maybe they did it. I've never seen episodes of that store. But there is a, because really, actually, cosmetics, usually everyone hates. Everybody, all the straight guys want to fuck the women in the cosmetic counter. And all the women in a department store hate the women in the cosmetic
counter. Oh, yeah, I would imagine.
Unless they, you become friends with them and you give each other discounts and give each other free product or damages.
Yeah. But
it's a very intricate
world. I can imagine men who worked in denim were gay.
No, a lot of times in denim, it's like just jeans. It was very bro-y, but there was one. He was in the closet, actually. That's why I couldn't tell anybody. Really hot Latino guy. Woo. Woo.
Yum.
I think that was the first uncut dick I was ever with. Oh, man. That sneaky snake surprised me.
It was boot cut.
It was boot cut. Definitely wasn't a slim fit.
Nope.
It was good.
We need to move on.
Anyway. We never talked to the women in Liz Claiborne. They didn't talk to anybody.
Is that snobby. A top tier?
Oh, yes. It was
Liz at the Claiborne.
Time, yeah, we're very snobby.
I would imagine housewares were pretty untouchable as well.
No, those are usually guys that are retired.
Yeah.
Housewares and mattresses are usually guys that are retired, and this is their new part-time job.
I see.
Yeah. Suits now. Suits. Oh. Those guys know what they're fucking doing.
And they've been doing it for a long time.
Don't you dare even take a sock sale from them. They will fucking cut you. They will
I'm learning
you.
So much about the hierarchy of a department store.
It's a vicious world. Ugh.
Babies?
Babies. They're usually women that don't work there for very long. They start in babies, and then usually, oddly enough, they end up getting pregnant and leaving.
Oddly enough.
It's true. They all did get pregnant, and then they left. Then another girl come in, they should get pregnant.
I always feel like with people who are in children's and things like that, too, they have an unhealthy obsession with either children or children's clothes.
There is a one woman who acted like a child. She was in babies. Yes. She was in children. Yes. And she was like in her 60s. She had no children and no grandkids.
I know,
she
they
was
like, act like
I
it.
I love kids. I volunteer at my church. At Memorial Highway Baptist.
Y'all come at us. Tell us your department store experiences.
Sorry, I didn't mean to go
and,
into that.
No, I'm very interested in this. Go on our Sissy Squad, and someone will do a post, I'm sure.
Quail Springs Mall, y'all.
Tell them about what your experience with dealing, what department were you in, and what your experience is, what the other departments were like.
Yes, I'm telling you, it was a very stratified world.
I never worked in a department store. Very, so,
I only worked in a restaurant like 3 weeks, so I never got the
I can
culture.
Just tell you, the only thing with the managers were insane. Every manager is insane.
The managers were insane.
Yeah, every manager was insane. Every line cook was on drugs.
Our bartender was fucking several women.
No, they fuck lots of people.
Okay,
your bartender gets the most ass.
Okay,
yeah.
Did you have like? There's always one woman who's been serving the longest, and they're kind of a rough woman.
Yeah, and they're the most fun.
They're the one who loves gay people.
Yeah. They're the ones also who have a really tragic personal story.
But if you steal their section or fuck with the section,
that's
all I got.
And also, it's all about money for them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because they got kids.
And there's, it's true. And there's always, you do nothing but gossip. And yeah, it's a fun time. And there's people who come and go, who leave and quit. And it's almost always drugs.
Or pregnant, probably.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, or they don't show up. Yeah.
Anyway, back to Below Deck. Where are we? That was a good... What do y'all let us know. Another poodle was talking department stores, but moreover, what did you do to fuck off at work before cell phones? It's a thing.
It is. Yeah, it's true.
If you're a millennial, you're not going
to
understand.
You had to talk.
It's a millennial and Gen X thing.
You actually had to talk to your coworkers.
Yeah, you had to find out.
What do you think about the whole bitch comment? What do you think about?
I think Jamie needs to calm down.
It's just toxic masculinity.
I think, and this kind of goes in the next teabag. We learn why Jamie takes things so seriously.
Whoa, let's just go into this.
But I want to say that before that, though, I do think part of being a leader and getting people to want to work for you is making them feel like you can laugh at yourself a little
bit. Totally, 100%.
Jamie can't laugh at
he
himself.
He cannot. It's and we kind of understand why a little bit. But it's the thing, like, this is the thing. You can say what you want to about Eddie being a bosun. Eddie can be a leader, but Eddie would have laughed that off.
Yeah.
Some of the other South African men would not have.
Yeah, I do think it's like they're asking Jamie about his tattoos, and Jamie, you know, it's a little different than when you're, you know, just talking to your friend at the beach, like, why'd you get that tattoo? Oh, I got this because
it's from seven letters in my name, and it's seven letters in Japanese.
And they're like, oh, Jamie, you have some Chinese letters on your back. What does that mean?
Well, this represents the time I tried to save someone's life and I failed.
Silence.
Yeah, I couldn't save the kid. He breaks down. He was 21. That was the first time I understood what death was.
And there's this pause. And then all of a sudden you hear, wait a minute. Is that why you're so big about safety? No shit, Brittini.
That was sweet, though. She was trying to bond with him.
I was.
But it was such a moment. And I think this was a nice moment of vulnerability from Jamie.
Oh, it was. Yeah. It we've always been a little bit like, why is he so freaking obsessive, truly obsessive about safety?
Can we just, because my next teabag is all about Ryan, Magda, and Toomey. Basically, and I'll say this, and I'm sure you'll have something to add here. Ryan and Magda are in the Aisha hating club because Ryan is even more devious because Ryan is trying to sow dissension.
Dissension, and he's doing it out in public.
Yeah.
Right in front. He's doing it just within earshot because almost he doesn't want to face her and say anything to her face. Yeah,
this is devious.
But he wants to, basically, he wants to undermine her. He wants to gaslight her and then her come at him and then be like, what do you mean I was doing?
Yeah. He wants to undermine her with everyone underneath her. And he's found somebody. He's trying to turn to me. You see him, and she's not having it.
It shows that Ryan's a narcissist, and he doesn't know how to read people.
Ugh.
Because I would have told you from the get-go, Toomey is the last person that would have sided
right
with him. And I want to say, Toomey is the hero of this episode, because she handled herself fucking exquisitely.
And
y'all
she
don't
said,
fuck with her.
Aisha, can I go to the bathroom with you? And so I think she was just tired of it. And she's like, look.
She told him, yeah.
Magda and Ryan are complaining about you. And she's like, really? They're talking about me? And she's like, yeah, they're just saying things like, you don't know how to do your job. And
you don't have a good work. And this is after Toomey, I have to say, like, Toomey really tried with Magda. When she told Magda, she was like, I think Magda's bitching about her. And Toomey said, you know, I think you're just not sinking into what her
good
needs
advice,
are.
Too.
I was like, yeah. She said, I was a shitty third stew. I worked and worked, and now I'm really good at laundry.
Right.
And Magda doesn't hear any. Magda and Ryan just want someone not to give them real advice, but just to agree with
them. Tell them what they want to hear.
Yeah. Yep.
So,
but good for Toomey. Now, what did you think about Toomey taking Aisha aside and telling her everything that was said?
You know, it. I think for Toomey, ethically, it needed to be said. I don't know if I would have done it, but I understand why she did it, because I think she was trying to give Aisha a heads up that there may be a mutiny underneath you. And
I think she did the right thing, too. I don't know if I would have done it then at the dinner.
I wouldn't have done it then.
I might have waited, like, next day.
Yeah.
Or
I think also people were drinking and things. That's what happens.
Yeah.
But of course, Aisha's very upset that someone questions her work ethic, which is the worst part for her. And she breaks down to Brittini when they're back at the boat.
Oh, she breaks down to Brittini. Meanwhile, Ryan is, like, his narrative is, he believes, you know, tells Magda and all this, that, well, she's got a, they always pick a bully on the boat, which is actually, and pick someone to bully, which, spot it, you got it. That's what he does.
Yep.
So he gets back on the boat. Magda's up somewhere talking to her boyfriend or whatever the fuck ever. He's in his kitchen and hears this, but what I was shocked by, well, even when, we forgot to say, it's important to know, even when they came back from dinner, he went, oh, Toomey went and fucking blabbed her mouth. And he even said, telling a bunch of lies and bullshit. And I went,
no, he, you, she were, just...
that, you were just,
you were just talking about this shit.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact you're already denying it and trying to say you're such an angel. He's like the worst.
He's, I...
And as Toomey said, he's the last person to talk
him
about
and,
worst.
Him and Mila from one season can just go make nachos and street food together. They're just,
her,
oh,
yeah.
oh, she was a piece of work.
Oh.
But he's, I think... It's a tough call because we've had shitty behavior from chefs.
Mm-hmm.
No one, though, has been so shitty and also made shitty food.
And there's nothing redeemable about him.
Yeah.
He even goes back up to Toomey, and he's yelling at Toomey saying, are you fucking happy now? I heard you out there talking. She's out there talking, da-da-da. And she's saying, what are you talking about, Ryan?
You're a bullshitter.
You're basically calling our lies, and I love that Toomey just looks at him and says, suck my dick. And I went, yes!
Good fucking bye. And he keeps saying to Toomey, just exposes how fake you are. And this is what you just said, spot it, you got it. He's so fake because he looks to people's faces, he says something else, and then he'll go and blab something else. Talk about fake. Yeah, he can't be, he is a lightning rod for problems. And he can't be around much longer.
Well, Captain Jason, I love that line when he said, I just haven't found anybody to replace him.
Yeah.
Yet. Okay, last little teabag, because this was good. I wanted to leave this on the teaser and ask your speculation. Who left the maggot trash in the trash bin?
Ooh,
that Captain Jason
maggot
found
trash.
While they were out having fun and on their crocodile tour? Who do you think? We know from next week that it's obviously the deck crew, and he wants someone to claim responsibility. Otherwise, Jamie will have to take it on the chin. But who do you think left the trash bags?
Ooh. The obvious choice is Benny.
I think it's Benny. I think sometimes the path of least resistance for me, I think Benny.
I don't know. Who was the trash bandit?
Who stole the cook? You find the cook. Also, why was Magna singing songs about her no-no space?
It was strange.
She's one of the...
My no-no square.
She's one of the weirdest people I've ever seen on a reality show. And that's
strange. She's strange.
She's a strange duck. Y'all, that's the show.
That's the show.
Again, this was hard not to jump into the next episode.
Yeah.
I want to know what happens. But don't tell us, y'all, because we're trying not to see spoilers. So you can go to our Instagram or our TikTok, to our Linktree link to buy tickets to our The Double It tour. We're very excited. What kind of cake are we going to have at Poodle's Tamp's birthday? What kind are we going to have? Maybe we won't have cake.
Gold leaf.
We probably won't get cake, actually. I don't want you to worry about that. I don't want you to worry about eating cake. You don't need it. It's just your birthday.
You don't even dare. We had cake on your fucking birthday.
Y'all, that's the show.
And I want it being fed to me by one of your husbands.
Just in Poodle's playpen.
Right off his dick.
What a Poodle.
Maybe not that, because I think we'd be shut down even in Tampa.
I don't know. They filmed a lot of porn there. All right, y'all. We'll see you next week. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or in Spotify Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. Please leave us a review. We will see you next week, y'all. But until then, it's
Anchors a Gay!
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.